This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We made peace, a symbol of ours. In the name of peace, we gather here now. Oh Lord, please make these days of ours on this earth filled with peace.
Peace TV, the solution for humanity.
Cause harm and do not reciprocate harm. Every Muslim who believe in Allah and believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam must look carefully into themselves that you are not supposed to bring any harm to yourself first. The Prophet said, your life, yourself have right upon you. You are not supposed to destroy yourself. You must love yourself. You must care for yourself. If you do not know how to love and care for yourself, you will not be able to care and love others.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. On behalf of the Islamic Research Foundation, we welcome all of you to the sixth day of this 10-day International Islamic Conference and Exhibition on Peace, the Solution for Humanity. We begin with the qiraat by Qari al-Sayyid Ibrahim Muhammad from Egypt. Brothers and sisters, please welcome Qari al-Sayyid Ibrahim Muhammad from Egypt.
من الظن إن
Brother Arshi Qureshi to present the translation of the Qirat.
The believers are but brothers, so make settlement between your brothers and fear Allah that you may receive mercy. O you who have believed, let not a people ridicule one another people. Perhaps they may be better than them. Nor let women ridicule other women. Perhaps they may be better than them. And do not insult one another, and do not call each other by offensive nicknames. Wretched is the name of disobedience after one's faith, and whoever does not repent, then it is those who are the wrongdoers. O you who have believed, avoid much negative assumption. Indeed, some assumption is sin, and do not spy or backbite each other. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his brother when dead? You would detest it and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is accepting of repentance and merciful. O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is knowing and acquainted.
Jazakallah, Brother Arshi Qureshi. We begin the formal program. We have Brother Husseini presenting his talk, followed by the question and answer session. Sheikh Husseini, our first speaker, is the president of Al-Qadim organization in Malaysia. He is a Malaysian of Chinese descent, born in a Buddhist family. He embraced Islam at the age of 18 in 1968. He pursued his further studies at the Islamic University of Medina in Saudi Arabia, majoring in Hadith. After graduating in 1978, he joined the Muslim welfare organization PERKIM in Malaysia, which focuses on the well-being of new converts to Islam. Later, he seconded as director of Islamic Center in Hong Kong. With his vast experience in Islamic social welfare and dawah work, he founded Al-Khadim with a group of volunteers in 1984. He has studied under one of the greatest scholars of Hadith of his time, Sheikh Nasiruddin Albani. Today, Sheikh Muhammad Husseini is a well-known personality in the Islamic world. He gives regular lectures in the Asia-Pacific region and conducts a lot of summer camps in the UK and Europe by the invitation of local and international organizations. Today, he is going to elucidate before us an interesting topic, namely, don't harm or reciprocate harm. Brothers and sisters, please give a warm welcome to Sheikh Husseini.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm going to offer you the second salam so that all of us will respond in a proper manner, in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to respond, like what Allah said in Surah An-Nisa, ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa iza hayyitum bi tahiyyatin fahayyu bi ahsana minha. Allah said, if anyone offer you an Islamic greeting, Salaamu Alaikum, you should respond the greeting with a better response. Inshallah, I'm going to offer you the second salam so that all the brothers especially will raise up your voice in responding to my salam. Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator of all things and the sender of all prophets and the revealer of all truth. We thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his great ni'mah. And I would like to begin our talk with a short prayer. A prayer that the Prophet recommends us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our evening and our mourning, our living, and our dying. And the Prophet said, it's good for you to say, Allahumma bika amsayna wa bika asbahna. I'm going to recite again, and I hope all the brothers and the sisters, let us make this dua together. Allahumma bika amsayna wa bika asbahna wa bika nahya wa bika namut. وإليك المصير بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. It is important for all brothers and sisters, fellow Muslims, to call upon Allah in the morning and in the evening and ask Allah to bless our morning, our evening, and in the evening until the next morning. And keep on asking Allah to bless our living and our dying and make us among the people who are prepared for our hereafter, for our tomorrow. Fellow the brothers and sisters in Islam, once again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam always want his ummah to do something with the right intention. We are here from day one until today, and we will be here again and again until the end of this conference. On the behalf of my people back home in Malaysia, we would like to offer our great warm salam to all the brothers and sisters who are present tonight. And in the same time, what we are going to learn from the day this conference begins until the end, nothing but except what Allah said in the Quran and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his hadith. Quran and hadith. Not opinion, not the saying of any one of us except what Allah wants us to say and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have taught us. Fellow brothers and sisters in Islam, to purify our intention of coming here together is to make sure that our niyat is purely for the sake of Allah. We are here not to socialize ourselves, not for fun, but we are here to seek Allah's pleasure. Our intention is to get closer to Allah, to increase our iman. Now, if our intention is correct, inshallah, Allah will accept all our sacrifice, our time that we have spent together throughout this conference. The topic that I'm going to share with you is based on the hadith of Abi Sa'id Sa'di ibn Malik ibn Sinan al-Qudri radiallahu anhu. Abi Sa'id al-Qudri is one of the companions of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man that is known among the Ansar, the people of Medina. He is also known for his knowledge, and he memorized thousands of the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal," that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have said, "La darar wa la dirar." La darar wa la dirar. The hadith is very short. La darar wa la dirar. Let us repeat this hadith. La darar wa la dirar. Brothers, I don't hear you. La darar wa la dirar. Alhamdulillah. The meaning of the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that there should be neither harming nor reciprocating harm to others. Now, this short hadith is important for us as Muslims who have been following the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to understand and try to implement in our daily life. Before explaining the meaning of this hadith, I'd like to share with you other saying of the Prophet. وَأَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ إِبْنُ صَخْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ سَمِئْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ مَا نَحَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاسْتَنِبُوهُ وَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ فَإِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ كَثْرَةُ مَسَائِلِهِمْ وَاخْتِلَافُهُمْ ala anbiya'ihim. Rawahu Bukhari wa Muslim. The Prophet said from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, "What I have forbidden to you, avoid, stay away." Whatever the Prophet forbid us, whatever the Prophet said, don't do this, keep away, don't do. And what I have ordered you to do, do as much of it as you can. Try your level best to follow the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are no prophet, but we must try our level best to follow the teaching of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he continued by saying, "It was only their excessive questioning and their disagreeing with their prophets that those people who were before you destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Now we are coming back to the hadith, La darar wala dirar. Now when the Prophet said La darar, meaning every Muslim who believe in Allah and believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam must look carefully into themselves, that you are not supposed to bring any harm to yourself first. As a human, wali nafsika alayka haq. The Prophet said, your life, yourself, have right upon you. You are not supposed to destroy yourself. You must love yourself. You must care for yourself. If you do not know how to love and care for yourself, you will not be able to care and love others. Everything starts from ourselves. Ibda' min nafsik, thumma illa man da'a. Start within yourself and then to other people. Do not harm yourself. Do not do anything that will destroy yourself. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِكُمْ إِلَّا تَحْلُكَ. You are not supposed to destroy your own self by eating anything that is haram, drinking anything that will destroy your health, and also doing things physically, spiritually, or mentally that may destroy your own self. That's why haram for the Muslim to drink alcohol, because it will destroy yourself. Haram for you to take drug, because you are going to destroy yourself. Haram for you to commit zina, because you will invite AIDS and other sickness to yourself. Haram to steal. Haram to backbite each other. Everything, you must start within yourself. Now when you love yourself, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you can be a true believer until you love your friend, your brothers, your sister, like how you love yourself. Now Islam is a religion of peace. It's a religion that always reminds us to love yourself and to love others, but not to harm yourself, and you will keep on harming others. Today you have people who don't care about themselves. One day don't care about themselves, they don't care about the environment, they don't care about others. What is there to care about others if they themselves don't care about their own self? This is something very important for all of us to understand. And in the same time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam show us some example. What do you understand by do not harm yourself? To the extent that in Islam, as a Muslim, you must make salat. You must perform your namaz. You must pray 5 times a day. And before you pray, you must have wudu. You must have ablution. You must use water. But if water will bring harm to you, if water will bring harm to your skin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not allow you to use water. You go for dry cleaning, tayammum. No more water, you go for dry cleaning. And if you are traveling, when you come to Ramadan, if you are a traveler, if you are sick, if fasting is going to harm you more, you should not fast. To show you that the Prophet said, Ad-deen yusrun. Religion of Allah is easy. It's not here to make your life difficult, but it's to make our life easier. This is some example. To the extent that you must have ablution to perform your prayer, you must have wudu. But now, the doctor said, no, you should not wet your body for a few weeks because you have some skin disease now. You must keep your body dry. So you go for tayammum. But if you use water, it's going to bring harm to you. And if you keep on harming yourself, it's a zulm and it's haram. It's haram for you to harm yourself. And also the Prophet ﷺ reminds us, wala dirar, do not harm others. Even other people may harm you, other people may say bad thing about you, you don't have to respond to them in the same manner. If you respond in the same manner, there is no difference between you and them. There is no difference. We said they are bad, and we are also saying the same thing to them. So we are also the same guy, the same bad person. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was going to Ta'if to call the people to come back to Allah, to invite his people back to Islam, they do not receive him with flower, with red carpets, no. They throw stone at him. And the Prophet never picked any stone and throw back to them. No. We do not respond bad with bad. No. People do something bad to us, the Prophet pray for them. Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. The Prophet made dua, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give guidance to my qawm, my people, who humiliate me, who throw stone at me, because they are people who knows not. You see the vision of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the patience that the Prophet have. People bring harm to the Prophet do not respond with anything that is harmful. Instead, he pray for them, he make dua for them. The people used to say to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you crazy man and the Majnun. You are crazy. We have been worshipping 360 gods. And now you are calling us to worship only one God, Allah. Allah alone. La sharika la. That is crazy. We have been following our tradition, our forefather, for centuries. And now you call us to leave whatever our forefather have been doing. You are crazy. The Prophet never said, you all also are crazy. This is how the Prophet, when people do something bad to him, he always hold his tongue, control his tongue and his hand, and he always pray for them. And in the same time, brothers and sisters, when we're talking about la darar wa la dirar, you also have to understand that you are not supposed to do something that is okay for you, but whatever you do is not okay for other people. Now everybody have right upon us. Our parents have right upon us. You may think that something is good for you, but do you think whether whatever you want to do is good for your parent? You got to look into that carefully, because Islam is a religion of jama'ah. A religion for all, not only for you as an individual. Anything you want to do for yourself, you must ask Allah for guidance. That's why when the Prophet ﷺ said, he always teach his ummah to salat istikhara, to ask Allah, oh Allah, if what I am going to do is good for me, for my religion, and for my family, make it easy for me. Not only for you, you must also think about your family. Because something that is good for you maybe, but it may bring harm to your parent. It may hurt your parent. Something that is good for you, it may hurt your wife. I give you one simple example to the sisters. Especially to the brother, today, after Zohar, maybe before Zohar, I was here and I went for the exhibition. I went to the hall, the exhibition hall. And somebody, alhamdulillah, there's a shop selling attar, perfume. And they gave it, put it on my hand, alhamdulillah. I love perfume. Why? Because Prophet Muhammad loves perfume. But brothers, you must understand. You may love perfume because you follow the sunnah. But the Prophet also remind us about the right of our wife. You must check with your wife whether this perfume is good for her. There are some perfume is good for you, but is bad for your wife. Your wife cannot take the smell. It's too strong. And you are going to be with her. You are going to live with her. You are going to sleep with her. And now it's good for you. You bring harm to her. Each time you get close to your wife get headache because of the perfume that you use. Do not just think of yourself, but don't do something that bring harm to your wife. So, inshallah, sisters, you have certain right toward your husband. Any perfume that he want to use is good for you to help him. You can go with him to the shop and make sure that use a perfume that you feel good with it. Then inshallah you don't have headache, you don't have migraine. If not, he's good for him. But he don't care about others. Smoking, na'uzubillah. Smoking is bad for you and is bad for others. That's why smoking is haram. La darar wa la dirar. Today everybody, many of the people are smokers. But Islam have forbid us because this thing bring harm to yourself and it will bring harm to the third party or the second parties. Islam is very refined. The akhlaq al-Islamiyah is very refined. To the extent that the Prophet, you remember, brothers, the Prophet said, whoever eat onion, don't come to my mosque. What is wrong with onion? It's just another food. But because onion have a very strong smell, it's good for you, but you cannot come to the mosque of the Prophet until the smell of onion disappeared from you. Because if not, you may bring harm to others. In my country, we have one fruit. That fruit, people used to say, it tastes like heaven. It tastes like paradise, Jannah. But it smells like hell. That is called durian. Abu Shawka. There is one fruit in my country where there are a lot of thorn, the thorny fruit. It smells like hell, but it is like heaven. Now, if this kind of fruit, I enjoy eating that fruit, but it do not bring harm to me, but this fruit may bring harm to my friend who cannot take the smell. You see how Islam teaches, don't just think of yourself, you must think for others. And there are many ways that we can learn about la darar wa la dirar. As an individual, towards your parent, towards sibling, towards neighbors. You know the neighbors have right upon you. You cannot do anything you please and you forget the right of your neighbors. Do you know that even if you want to build your house more than 2-story, you must seek the permission of your neighbor because you are blocking them from getting the sun. The sun rise, or you may block them from getting the fresh air going to their house. They have right. You cannot just think of yourself. As a businessman, you cannot just think of, I want profit, I don't care what is going to happen to the environment. I'm going to cut off all the big trees and I will destroy the whole river. You cannot do that. Whatever you do, you must think of the environment. You must think of other people. You must be productive. You cannot be selfish and greedy. Just think of yourself. You cannot sabotage people in doing business. You cannot be jealous, unnecessary. You cannot do that because when you have that, you are going to bring harm to yourself and you are going to harm others. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam remind us again. Example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah qad ata kulli dhi haqqin haqqahu fala wasiyata lil waris." Even you as father who have property, you are a rich man and you want to will some of your property to your loved one, to your son or to your daughters. You want to give wasiyat. The Prophet ﷺ said, there is no wasiyat for waris. You cannot put a will for your son or your daughter. The will is only for a non-waris. Even you have good intention, but the intention bring harm to your children. Because Allah have give the right to all the waris. They have their right. And you cannot give, make any will for them. Because you will be unjust to your children. Even you have good intention. You can give them hibah, hadiah, before you die. But you cannot write a will. And if you want to write a will, the Prophet said, your will cannot exceed more than 1/3. Any will that is above 1/3 is haram. because it brings harm to your children. This is to show you everybody must honor the right of everybody. And the Prophet said, maximum wasiyat for other than your family is a thuluth. Wa thuluthu kathir. One third is the maximum. You cannot exceed one third. Even will is important. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu said again, innal abd la ya'malu bi ta'atillah 60 sana thumma yahduruhu al-maut fayudarru fil wasiyati fayadkhulu an-nar. If a person who have been faithful to Allah for 60 years, not 1 year, not 6 years, 60 years, you have been faithful to Allah, and when death come to you, you make harm in your will, then you will enter hell fire. You cannot do anything that bring harm to yourself, harm to your family, and harm to others. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, al-idraru fil wasiyyati min al-kabair. Unjust in making will, wasiyat, is a big sin, not a small sin. To be unjust, la daral wa la diral. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said again, an-nasu shuraka'u fi thalatha, al-ma'u wan-naru wal-kala'u. Human have right towards three things. Every one of us have right towards three things. Water, number one. No one have the right to stop water, yeah, from going to your house. No one can say, this water belong to me. No one have the right to share. Because the Prophet said, an-nasu shuraka'u fi thalasa. Every human have right towards waters. People will war, will fight because of water. Everybody have right towards fire. Today we don't use fire anymore. Means electricity. No man can say, no, you have no right to the electricity. No, everybody have right towards electricity. You cannot just think of say, I want to have all the goodness in my house. I don't care about my neighbor. I don't care of my community. No. Everybody have rights. La daral wa la diral. Don't think just for yourself and you forget that others also have right upon you. Wal kala'u means grass. Everybody have the right towards the greens. You cannot say, it's better for you to stay in a desert. You have no right to the grass. No, everybody have right to the grass. And one thing that I like to remind a lot of brothers and even the sisters today, the Prophet said again, la daral wa la diral. Do not cause harm and do not reciprocate harm. If you don't like a person, for the sake of Allah, you have right. If a person do something against Allah, you don't like them for the sake of Allah. But you have no right to go to a magician and to ask them to make sihir on the people. You have no right. If you do that, you commit a big sin. Your action by harming another Muslim can make you kafir. Why? Because the Prophet said, "Man ata arrafa aw kahina, fasaddaqahu bima yaqul, faqad kafara bima unzila ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Rawahu Ahmad. The Prophet said, "Whoever goes to a fortune teller, or a soothsayer, or a magician, ahli sihr, and believe what they say, what they can do, has rejected what has been revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." The Prophet is telling us, "Fakat kafara." It can bring you to kufr. You don't like somebody, that is your feeling, but you have no right to bring harm to them and cause harm to them by going to look for a magic man, a ahli sahir, and then you call him to do some bad spell on somebody. Yeah, make somebody fall sick, make somebody get crazy. Na'uzubillah. Sihir is haram. Sihir will bring you to kufr. This is something that I like to remind all the brothers today. Be careful. The shaitan is always there waiting for us. And he is there to wait for us to ask for his help. If you go to look for a soothsayer, a fortune teller, or ahli sihir, you are going to shaitan. But how do you protect yourself? You can protect yourself by having good thoughts with each other. The Qari today have started the recitation of the Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat. Surah Al-Hujurat is Surah Al-Akhlaqiyah. Surah that teach you to have good manners, good akhlaq, always think positive, always be beneficial to others. That's why the Prophet said, Al-Mu'min man fa'atun. A believer is always a person who brings benefit to himself and towards others. وَلَا تَكُونُ قَلَّا عَلَى النَّاسِ. And he never be a burden to anybody. He don't bring harm to himself, neither he bring harm to others. And if anybody do something bad to him, he will never respond with anything that is bad or negative. But he will have patience, sabar, and make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give that person hidayah, or may Allah forgive that person. And it's always better, because if you do that, anything bad that people do to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you by transferring their good deeds to you and your bad deeds to them. You lose nothing, brothers and sisters. Only you have to have patience, sabr. And Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah is very close, and always be with those who have patience. The Prophet ﷺ also remind us how to keep ourselves away from harming ourselves and others, and also to reciprocate harms. The Prophet said from Hadith Abi Hurairah radiallahu an, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجسوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا ولا يبع بعضكم على بيع بعض وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يعذبه ولا يحقره At-taqwaha huna fa'asara ila sadrihi thalatha marrat. Bihasbi mri'in minashari an yahqiru akahu al-muslim. Kullu muslim ala muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irduh. Rawahu muslim. Now how can you protect yourself from harming yourself and others? How can you be positive? And inshallah, if you are always positive, you become constructive. And wherever you go, you bring goodness, peace to others. Abu Hurairah said that the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad, have said, do not envy one another. Now you start to have negative with people because you are envy, you are jealous. And then if you cannot harm them directly, you may ask other people find ways to harm others, and it's not good. Do not envy or jealous towards one another. If somebody is successful, alhamdulillah, pray for his success. And may Allah guide him so that whatever he has, he will make use of it to please Allah, not to destroy others. If somebody is knowledgeable and you don't have the knowledge, like our Shaykh Dr. Zakir Naik, he is gift by Allah to memorize a lot of things. He can talk to millions of people with no problem. Any question come to him, inshallah, he may be able to give you the answer and all the reference. It's a gift from Allah. You cannot get jealous towards him. You should thanks Allah that Allah have given him that kind of knowledge, and pray for him so that Allah will give him more knowledge. That's how you should respond. Don't bring harm to other people. If you think negatively, the evil eye will come to you. Al-ayn is haram. Evil eye will come to you. And do not inflict prices one to another. Do not hate one another. Except for the sake of Allah. For the right reason. If something is doing haram thing, of course you must hate him for that particular act because it's something that Allah hates. Do not turn away from one another. If you have any disagreement, you have any problem, you can stay away not more than 3 days. After 3 days, you must meet and you must forgive each other and you must start to give salam. Because the Muslim, if you are hurt by another Muslim, you have the right to feel hurt because somebody don't give you the respect, do not honor you. So you have the right to feel hurt, but how hurt you are, you cannot stay away from him more than 3 days. And do not undercut one another, but be you, O slave of Allah, brothers. Be a brothers. A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He neither oppresses him, nor disgraces him. He neither lies to him. Lying also you bring harm to yourself, and also you will also bring harm to others. No one wants to be cheated by anybody. I don't think any one of us loves somebody who lied to you. Do you love somebody who lied to you, brothers? Do you want people to lie to you? Brothers, I don't hear you. Do you like people to lie to you? I don't hear your voice, brother. Where's your voice? Do you like people to lie to you? No, alhamdulillah. Sister, do you like your husband to lie to you? The sister is saying no. But you can't hear their voice. Yeah. But that is their heart. None of the sister will like their husband to lie to them. You know, lying is haram. The Prophet said, Iyakum wal kazib. Fa innal kaziba yahdi ilal fujur. Wa innal fujur yahdi ilal nar. Stay away from lie. There's no white lie. All lie is black. Black. All black. There is no white magic. All magic is black. And this is something that you must accept it. Yeah. The same thing the Prophet said, nor does he hold him in contempt. Piety, that's why the Prophet said, have taqwa. Protect yourself, save yourself. Like what Allah said, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save your soul. Make sure that you always are clean inside. Qad aflaha man zakkaha wa qad khaba man dassaha. And Allah said, successful are those who keep their heart pure, who always are clean inside, internally, and clean outside, externally, inshallah. Qad aflaha man zakkaha. How can you keep yourself clean and pure? How can you save your heart? By do what Allah and the Prophet ﷺ want you to do and stay away from what is haram. Because whatever Allah and the Prophet want you to do is for your own good. And whatever Allah forbid us, everything is also for our own good. And it's important to have taqwa. Taqwa means a person who loves Allah. When a person loves Allah, he likes to do what Allah is pleased with him. Whatever Allah wants him to do, he will respond, Sami'na wa ta'na. Whatever the Prophet wants him to do, he will say, Sami'na wa ta'na. This is a person of ta'ah, taqwa. A person who put Allah above of anything. Taqwa is divided into three parts. Number one, Ayyuskar fala yunsa. A person who have taqwa is a person who remember Allah and he will never forget Allah. Whatever he do, he remember Allah. When he open his eye, he remember Allah. Alhamdulillahillazi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. When he want to close his eye before he go to bed, he remember Allah. Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. Before he eat, bismillah. After food, alhamdulillah. Every time he never forget Allah. In business, whatever business, he know Allah sees him. Allah is watching him. He will never cheat because he remember Allah. A Muslim who have taqwa is a person and yuta'a fala yuqsa. A person who was obey and they will never disobey Allah's command. Even small or big, they will always respect the command of Allah. A person who have taqwa is a person and yuzkar fala yuqfar. A person who are always thankful to Allah, who always make shukr, are grateful to Allah. Whatever Allah give him, alhamdulillah. Even he don't have something extra, alhamdulillah. He is always shukr. Not like today, we always kufur ni'mah. It's a ni'mah that you are able to be with us tonight. It's a ni'mah. It's a ni'mah that you are together with us for the sake of Allah. To tell the world that we Muslim are peaceful people. And we love peace. And we want peace. And we want to call everybody back to peace. That is back to Islam. And when we Muslim pray, we always pray for everybody. And may Allah give guidance to whom He please. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, it is evil enough for a man to hold his brother Muslim in contempt. It is evil. It is haram because you are bringing a lot of dar to others. Remember, the Prophet said, the whole of a Muslim for another Muslim is sacred, haram. His blood, to the extent that the Prophet ﷺ was reminded by Allah that every wound there is a qisas, to show us that we have no right to injure, to harm anybody, because even a wound there is a qisas. The whole of a Muslim for another Muslim is haram, his blood, his property. You don't bring harm through your property, meaning you don't bring haram income. Any haram income is you are harming and destroying yourself. Because the Prophet did say, any flesh that grow on our body, any part of our body, if it grow because of the haram income, then annaru aula, then hellfire will burn that particular part of the body. Make sure that whatever income that you want to look for, make sure that it's halal. And our honor. Everyone have the right yet to be honored. Al-karama. You have no right to harm a person or humiliate a person, or you bring down a person because you don't like him. No. If you don't like a person, you just stay away from him. Don't cause harm to anybody. Because by causing harm to people, they will bring harm back to you. And Islam is always better. If all Muslims understand this hadith, short hadith, la daral wa la diral. Can you remember the hadith? Can you remember the hadith? It's very short. La darar wa la dirar. La darar wa la dirar. 3 times finish. Alhamdulillah. But please implement this hadith. Act upon this hadith. The beautiful saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only he say la darar wa la dirar, and he act upon that hadith. The companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all act upon that hadith. That is why Allah give them blessing upon blessing, ni'mah upon ni'mah. And Allah give them victory upon two greatest nations in their time. Two superpower, that is Rome wa Farsi. Two great nations fall in the time of Umar ibn Khattab is because the Muslim love Allah. They are faithful to Allah. And the Muslim at that time, brothers and sisters, la daral wa la. Again, la darar, wala dirar. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless all of us. And may Allah make us among the people of la darar, wala dirar. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Hussaini, for your very lovely talk. Now we would have the open question and answer session. We have three mics arranged in this ground, one on my left for the gents in the front, the second mic for the gents in the rear, and the third mic we have arranged in front of the ladies section. Kindly queue up at one of these mics to put forward your questions. Your question should be on the topic, don't harm or reciprocate harm. It should be brief and to the point. You may ask only one question at a time. Non-Muslims would be given first preference. And if we don't have any non-Muslim putting forward question, the other Muslim brothers and sisters would, of course, be allowed. Kindly state your name and profession before putting forward your question. Yes, brother, your first question.
As-salamu alaykum. My name is Jai Kishore Sharma, student of Bengal Law College, situated in West Bengal. Sir, my question is, sir, you have told in your speech hour, if anyone speaks any bad or abusing word, we should not react in the same manner. But if anyone want to hurt grievously, should we defend? If we defend, is it against the Quran or Islam?
Now this is a good question from the brother here, Jazakallahu Khair. He is asking, of course, when somebody use bad word on us, we should not respond with bad word, because we have many good words to use. Secondly, if a person is trying to harm us, do we have the right to defend ourselves? This is your question. Of course, you have all the right to defend yourself. Defending yourself is a jihad. You have right. You cannot allow people to bully you. If people come, they want to kill you, do you say, kill me. No problem. No. They is committing suicide. You cannot allow people to harm you. So you have the right to defend yourself. Islamically, Allah, in the teaching of the Quran and the teaching of the Prophet, say you have the right to defend yourself. Jazakallah.
Thank you, sir.
Can we have the second question from the ladies, please?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My name is Noor Jaha and I am a student. My question is that once a person I knew wanted to extend his house and it wouldn't affect his neighbor. But unnecessarily, the neighbor came and abused the builder physically. What are your views about this situation?
Alhamdulillah, sisters. It's not my view. When you ask any Islamic question, you cannot ask our views. We cannot give you our views. Anything to do with Islam, we must say what Allah and the Prophet say about this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind us about haqqul jiran, the right of our neighbors. Of course, sometimes according to the rule of the country, maybe this is the piece of your land, you have the right to build to a certain level. Now, if this is nothing against the law of the country, then you can proceed. But your neighbor now is having problem. He is not happy. He may come and shout at your contractor, your builder. So you must use your wisdom to deal with him. Of course, in the same time, you must honor certain rights that belong to your neighbor. And that's why the Prophet always reminds us to be good to your neighbor. The Prophet said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi yawmal akhir, fala yukrim daifahu." Whoever believes in Allah and the hereafter, be kind to your neighbor, because when you have a good relation with your neighbor, something that you want to do for the good of yourself, your neighbor won't stop you. The problem is that we are not good with our neighbor today. So everything you want to do, they create problem. So may Allah help us, and may Allah give us the patience to handle this case for the sake of Allah. Jazakallah.
Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
My name is Talat Ansari, I am from Nagpur. My question is, on the topic of will, the wasiya, as you said, if the will is done properly, it will not harm the waris. But in the case of father dying in presence of grandfather, the grandson doesn't get anything. I know If the grandfather wants, he can give one third. But if he has taqwa and iman, but if grandfather doesn't have taqwa and iman, he doesn't forward one third of his virasat to his grandson. Then grandfather is on Islam, but grandson is on loss.
Are they all Muslim? Are you talking about Muslim family?
Muslim family, yeah.
Inshallah, you must. We hope that this grandfather will learn about the hukum of waris. About this hukum. Now, if he have the right knowledge, he know what he should do and what he should not do. When we have no knowledge about this, then a lot of things that we do may hurt somebody. So it's the best thing to solve this problem is we must give them the right knowledge. A lot of people is doing out of their feeling, follow their feeling, how they feel about their property. They forgot that Islam don't follow our feeling. It follow what Allah want you to do and what the Prophet. Because we want him to die in peace. We want him to die and he get a lot of reward from Allah. Is that true, brother? Do you hope that he would die in peace? But also the grandson, we hope that he have patience. We hope that he is not here to think of the money of the grandfather. He just think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give him rizqi. Because taqwa is more important than dollars and cents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجَعَلَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever have faith in Allah, love Allah more than anything else. Don't fight because of money. Don't fight. If anybody want, let them have. Inshallah, Allah will give you rizqi from places that you cannot imagine. Because huwa razzaq, he is razzaq. May Allah bless us, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Yes, sister.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My name is Mahmuda and I am a homemaker now studying Islam in great details. You said in your talk about something in black magic. So my question is regarding that. If Muslim people who do black magic or get it done, what is the punishment for them? As you said, it is kufr. What relations can be kept with the person if it is spouse or kids or siblings or family member?
Jazakallahu khair, sister. First thing, we ask Allah to protect us. And that's why the Prophet always remind us as Muslim, don't forget that every morning after Fajr prayer, you should recite Ayatul Kursi and the three Qul. Qul huwallah, three times. Qul a'udhu birabbil falaq, three times. Qul a'udhu birabbin nas, three times. And also after each Salat Al-Khamsa, the Fard prayer, the Prophet recommend us to recite the three Qul and the Ayatul Kursi. And at the end after Maghrib, also the Prophet recommend us to recite all this and before you go to bed. So that may Allah protect us from all this bad thing or this sihr. But for the people who have done that, we hope that if somebody know for sure that these are the people who have done this black magic on us or sihr, tell them to make tawbah. Remind them what they do is very bad for them. La dara wa la dira, because by doing that, they are hurting themselves. You know, because whatever they do good, Allah is going to take it away and give it to us. They are destroying their own good deeds. Somebody must remind them and give nasiha to him. I know, being human, sometimes when you are hurt, you are not happy with somebody, you try to do a lot of bad things towards that person. But may Allah bless us. May Allah protect us. Somebody must help you. If you know for sure. If not, you ask Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give guidance to that particular person so he stop his nonsense. And may Allah reward you kindly. Jazakallahu khair.
Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Hussain.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This is Muhammad Sharif. There is a hadith. Man ahaba lillah wa man abghaza lillah wa ata lillah wa man alillah faqad istakmala al-iman. So Islam teaches us to love everybody. Can we hate somebody for the sake of Allah if he says something against Islam or acts against Islam or abuses Prophet Muhammad, disagrees with etc.?
Of course you can, for the sake of Allah.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course you can, because the Prophet said, man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah. Meaning you love for the sake of Allah and you hate for the sake of Allah. Yes. That means you can hate, but not because I hate you, because I don't like you. I hate you because you are more handsome than me. I hate because you are more clever than me. You cannot do that. I hate you because you do something haram. Yes, you have the right to do that. Jazakallah khair.
Yes, sister.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My name is Alia Mukadam and I'm a student of English literature. And my question to you is, if we know someone who is doing something that's haram, example smoking or drinking, and you tell that person to stop what he or she is doing by explaining to them that it is haram. However, if that person is still stubborn and continues to do haram, what do we do? Do we continue to convince that person to stop, or do we give up and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him hidayah?
Jazakallahu khair, sister. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us that for the believer, he must always watawasaw bil haq. Remind each other about what is good. Watawasaw bil sab, and you must follow up with patience. After you try your best, at the end of the day, the one who give hidayah is not you, it's not me, it's Allah. You must have that faith, but never give up. The Prophet never give up in giving nasihat to anybody. So we should not give up. But if we fail, we must call other people to help us. If you have some other people who that particular person respect him as an elder, call him, ask him to help you, to advise that particular person who smoke and who drink. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the reward of sabar. And inshallah, if you have faith in Allah and have patience, remember, after we try to help them, pull them out from smoking, we try to stop them from drinking, we fail. These two hands fail to bring them back to Allah. Then these two hands must go upward and ask Allah, oh Allah, give hidayah to this brother, to this sister. That's all we can do. That's all we should do. But never give up. And may Allah help you, inshallah. And strengthen your iman. And may Allah increase your sabar. Amin, ya Rabbil Alamin.
Jazakallah khair.
Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Afzal Sheikh, and I'm a student of commerce. As you said in your speech, that it is not right to harm anyone. But in a case, if a person not only disobeys Islam, but misleads other people about Islam, and even insults or abuses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Quran or our prophets, then in such a situation, is it right for a Muslim to even harm or kill that person to save Islam?
To save Islam, to kill that person. You want to kill the person to save Islam. In Islam, there are sometimes Allah allow you. Allah do allow you to kill a killer for qisas. Not to kill a soul, but to make sure that you save millions of other souls. So that people dare not kill anymore. The Islamic law of qisas is not to kill, it's to save life. And that's why in the Muslim country, brothers, you have a lot of peace. In a Muslim country, you hardly see anybody kill anybody. Because they know, the killer will know that if he was caught being killing, he will be killed. But you see, other than the Muslim country, killing every minute, somebody dies, somebody kills somebody. So nobody's life is safe now. And we are living like in our own prison, with all the door closed, with the grill, with all the lock, with all the alarm, like we are living in our own prison today. Yes, you can do something for the sake of, if you want to protect the fitna from affecting a bigger group of people. You can do something, but not to the extent to kill first. For this kind of person, if he claims that he is a Muslim, then may Allah give him guidance again. Because he has forget the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he has no right to criticize Allah. Even the Prophet and Allah forbid us who have belief in Allah to criticize and condemn other belief. You can invite other to Islam, but you cannot curse their religion. You cannot say bad word towards what they believe, because they may curse back Allah, and we don't like that to happen. To that extent. So your question is, can we kill? We say, no, we cannot kill until what Allah allow us. And when Allah allow, He don't allow you, He don't allow me. No. The law is not in our hand. It's in the hand of the court. Let justice prevail. Who will confirm whether this kind of thing, yeah, the punishment is so and so? Only in the court, the Islamic court, who follow the divine law. So may Allah save us from all this fitna. Jazakallah khair.
Yes, sister.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So myself, Fariha binte Hakimullah, and I'm science graduate. My question to you is, as we see in our society, some Muslim insult another Muslim. So what is our role in this context?
Some Muslim what?
Some Muslim insult another Muslim.
Some Muslim insult another Muslim. If you are there, you advise him, ittaqillah. Say to him, fear Allah, brothers. Fear Allah, sisters. Nobody is perfect. If you say that Muslim is wrong, maybe he or she is wrong, but nobody is perfect. But have mercy on him. Pray for him. Or I can help you to correct him. But don't insult him. Because when you insult him, you commit a sin. You commit a sin. For nothing, you commit a sin. So it's better for us not to insult another person, but to help the person. To have good feeling. Pray for him. Or ask somebody to talk to them, so that they become a better person. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us understand that none of us is perfect. It's always good to forgive. And the Prophet said, irhamu man fil ar, yarhamkum man fis sama. If you show mercy to fellow Muslim, especially human on earth, what is on this planet, the one in the heaven will shower his mercy on you, inshallah. May Allah help us. Hayakallah.
Jazakallah khair.
Yes, sister.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
My name is Rushda Shabbir Wagu. I'm a commerce student. As you said in your talk, when two people are in Islam, they should communicate after 3 days, whatsoever be the reason of fight. Does it even apply if things go more complicated on further communication?
Oh yeah, if you think that after 3 days, if you come back together, or you try to settle the problem, you try to build a good relationship back, will cause more harm.
Yeah.
Then you should try to stay away, but you are not supposed to talk bad about each other anymore. The reason the Prophet wants you to come back, because they do not want you to hate each other forever. That means you must stop hating each other, no more comment. If anybody talk about that person, no comment. Alhamdulillah, he's a good one. Because everybody, there is some good thing in them. And there is also some bad thing in every one of us. So we highlight the good thing of that person and we just leave him. The thing that the Prophet don't like is you keep on talking bad about that person even after 3 years. It's not good. Finish. 3 days, if I can't get close to him anymore, or he said, no, I'm not going to see you. I'm not going to meet you. But I'm not going to keep the anger in me anymore and the hatred in me. After 3 days, I ask Allah to forgive everybody and guide all of us. You can stay away with a good reason. What you say, if you're going to bring more harm, stay away for the sake of Allah. Inshallah. That is Islamic.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Husseini, for your valuable talk as well as answering queries from our audience. Inshallah, we hope to see you in our other program. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.